what all of our snowbirds are wanting. That's what, you know, that's what I want too. I'll take 70s. We might even hit the 80s. So, all right. Thanks for joining us this morning. Yes, and joining us in the boardroom is Alex. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's great out there. It's wonderful. We're talking about all sorts of things. We have all these conversations going before the show starts, folks, because we are live. We are live right here at Money Radio 100.9 FM. I have to write that down. I'm still remembering all that. And 1200 AM. So we are live. And so sometimes things just, we get in these conversations, throws me completely off whack. So it's your fault, Alex. Yeah.
I'll take the blame.
Okay, you go ahead and take the blame. Yeah, we're talking about auditions and all sorts of things going on in this world, in this industry that we do as far as television, radio, and whatnot. It can be quite challenging out there. And Alex's fiance is a budding actress. So, yeah. In fact, she works where?
She actually works at COD.
Okay.
So she keeps herself busy with that, but she does a lot of productions with Desert Theater Works out in Indio.
Right. So she's out there. She's in the theatrical department. What does she like? Does she like to be on stage, behind the scenes? What does she prefer?
She loves being on stage.
On stage. So she sing and dance and all that?
Yeah, yeah. An incredible singer.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We'll have to have her on the show to talk about all that. Because it really is interesting what goes on behind the scenes in all these productions. We just see the end result and go, wow, that was wonderful, and not realize the hours and hours and hours of stage props, costumes, rehearsals, everything that goes on.
Yeah, I never see her.
Yeah, that's because you go and watch her perform. Oh, that's my fiance right there. All right, we want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club Monterey for our donuts for our guest today. And we do have Jan Lupia. She is the founder of Mama's House. She's going to join us to tell us about an event coming up, a big event actually from Mama's House. And the first time I had Jan on the show, I had a lot of people say, thank you, Francoise, for getting Mama's House out there. A lot of people had no idea who they are, what they do. So Jan certainly is welcome back to the show to tell us what's coming up for them. All right. And we also have Kim Daniel with Borrego Springs Resort. We're going to try that again. There was some sort of phone glitch last week, so we will be calling Kim this time. That's our job. We're going to call Kim, and we will talk a little bit about what's going out there, weather, what they're doing, how beautiful it is right now. And it's a perfect time for you to head out to Borrego Springs as well. Also, don't want you to forget, this is a reminder, so do not say that I didn't tell you that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And the place to go is B. Olson's Jewelers, lower level at the Gardens on El Paseo. They have family owned and operated. Everyone over there is so fantastic. And even Motek, he just is the mascot there. He's the greeter. He's a little fluffy black dog. He's cute. Yeah, he likes working in the jewelry store. Sometimes he gets to wear these beautiful collars and all sorts of stuff. But anyway, go on over there to B. Olson's Jewelers. And they also do repairs over there. So if you have someone that you love has a piece of jewelry that's broken, get it fixed. Surprise them with that. They also have the largest selection of men's wedding bands in the Coachella Valley. So, and of course, all the beautiful baubles for ladies. Yes. All price ranges, too.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. So don't forget now, Alex, Valentine's Day.
I definitely can't forget that. Yeah. I'll be in trouble.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, roses are wonderful, but for me, I love a card. Flowers are beautiful, but they don't last. I'm sorry, but they really don't last. You spend a fortune on roses that are maybe good. I don't know. I'd say go pick some fresh flowers somewhere that's just as pretty.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. You spend less.
Oh, yeah, roses are crazy. So anyway, all right, well, let's get back to where we were. Wherever we were, I don't even know where we were. All right, last night I went to my first quinceanera. Now, those of you know Sean worked with me for several years, and he had talked about the quinceanera for his daughter, Jasmine, and I went to it. And Alex, I just was blown away by everything involved with it. I mean, it's quite a party.
Yeah, it's a lot of parents wait for that moment. A lot of Hispanic parents, of course. And I saw the video that you posted on Facebook, and yeah, it was beautiful.
All the decorations, and I just put this morning a picture of Sean and Jasmine, his daughter, and she certainly didn't look 15 by the time the makeup and the hair and the dress and all that sort of stuff. She looked incredible. Wow. It was just in the setting, the cake. the cake. It was a beautiful event, and congratulations to Jasmine. But like I say, this is an all-out event. I didn't realize it. I thought it's just more like a backyard party, but I was wrong. So anyway, it was lots of fun, and congratulations again to Sean and Janet and Jasmine. It was a beautiful evening. All right, we do have some prizes today. We have a 4-pack of passes to the Riverside County Fair and Date Festival. And let me tell ya, people are knocking on my door all the time for these passes. You cannot have one in the last 30 days. I'll probably be giving away some tram passes for two for the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. And I also have two tickets to the comedy night at Sun City. It's a hilarious evening. This is an $80 value. Now, I was talking to Frank the other day, and he had a couple people call and say, oh, Francoise, we didn't realize that the Oscars is the same night as our comedy night. But the Oscars start pretty darn early now. I think what they start at 5 or something. I don't know. They start so early with the red carpet and all that sort of stuff. And then this show doesn't start till, what is it, 7 o'clock? I think it's 7 o'clock. So you have plenty of time to watch some of the Oscars before. Record it. It starts at 7. Record it and then watch the rest of it later, because, frankly, I am not even into awards shows anymore. I used to like to watch them, but I don't like how they're becoming so political. I really am not. That's not what it's about. Mm-hmm. It's a night of movies. It's a night of awards. Let the people get their awards. And I just don't think it's a place for you to share your platform. I just really don't. I think thank the people that help you get there and move on.
Yeah, it's a very large and diverse event that, you know, I can understand that a lot of people do get upset with certain actors using it as a political platform, and sometimes people don't want to listen to it. Like you said, it's an award ceremony, so maybe you know, you just want to watch it for, you know, who's gonna win the best actress, best actor, you know,
watch it for the award, enjoy the entertainment, but don't try to make it your, because you have so much, and that's what bugs me, is because these people know they have millions of eyes on them, that's when they say, okay, this is my chance now to really make a statement or whatever. No, it's not. It just is, to me, is a big turnoff. So that's me. I don't know. Whatever you guys, if you like it out there, you know, that's good. But for me, it isn't. So if you want to see some comedy, we have some tickets for a night of comedy at Sun City. So we have that. So we have lots of things to give away, and we will do that as we move along in the show. All right. Yesterday, I was not on KESQ TV. I just wasn't there. I'll be there next weekend. I get up so early to go do that that it throws my whole day off. It throws my whole day off. And I wanted to go to the party and not be exhausted because I was up at 5 a.m. in the morning or whatever. And so I'll do it next week. I'll be back next week. I don't even know what I'm going to talk about, but I will figure it out during the week. During the week, also last week, we had a new episode of Traveling with Francoise television show start airing. It will be back. It's our Cuisines Around the World. It's a sequel to the first one because you all really liked the first one and wanted another one. So that will not air this week. It will air the following week on Monday, Thursday, and Friday, and I'll give you a heads up on that. So, and then I'll put it up on the YouTube page as well, but it will air throughout this rest of this year. Intermittently. So we have that going on. I have a new travel blog on CoachellaValley.com. Lots of stuff. It's been a busy week.
Yeah, it seems like you've been very productive.
I have been. You know, one day I spent almost all day working on the computer, just catching up on a lot of. I cleared so many things off my desk, which was nice. Sometimes you just have to sit and focus on that.
Yeah, I whenever I do that on my laptop, it's like, you know, it's soothing.
Yeah. You get it done. I'm a list person. I have lists, and then I cross it off, and then I make a new list. But I don't know. I have this feeling of accomplishment every time I cross something off the list. All right. Let's see. If you want to know about the May trip to Mount Rushmore, there's a link on the homepage of Traveling with Francoise. Oh, I don't want to go to break quite yet. Don't forget the Mojave Maxine contest is on with the Living Desert. Grades K through 12, you get to submit when you think Mojave Max is going to emerge from her burrow with this 80-degree weather. I don't know. She might surprise us and pop out soon. But I think the ground needs to be warm for the tortoises actually to come out.
Yeah, it needs to be a little bit warmer.
Yeah, I think deep down, wherever Maxine is, underground, 30 feet underground, the holes that they dig are amazing, that she's probably still kind of warm and are cool down in there, and it's not warm enough for her to come out. So I don't know, but we are going to have 80 degrees this weather. Also, Riverside County Fair and National Date Festival, they are looking for some temporary help. Yes, they call it temporary laborer for the date festival. They have job positions open. The festival is February 15th through 24th. I have that link on the website, Traveling with Francoise, as well for you, but it's rc-hr.com. It's that simple. Go there and see what kind of positions they have available. The position will pay $12.72 per hour. You get to go to the fair. You get to hang out. That would be a fun job. You get to hang out at a fair for, what, 5-10 a week or whatever it is. That would be fun. If you were just, you know, kind of in between jobs and you wanted to do something, I would enjoy that. You get to go to the fair every day. Where are you going to work? To the fair. Oh, wow. That sounds like fun.
Extra money.
Yeah, exactly. So there are some positions available. All right, on that note, we are going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to find out about some of the things happening in the Coachella Valley and a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. This segment of the show is brought to you by the 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto and Gallery 500 on the corner of Ramona and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. Visit the website, the500ps.com, and remember our lights for a cause. We have our lights that change on the building for different causes, some fun events, some more serious. But when you see the building lit up in different colors, it is for a reason. And if you check our Facebook page, it will tell you why the building has those colors. Sometimes we have red, white, and blue. We have reds. We have turquoise. We have all different colors. Okay, it is time for our CoachellaValley.com pick of the week. Well, I must say, too, that all of us, I'm not going to blame Alex because he's doing it right now, but myself and Craig, we both dropped the ball on this. For some reason, when I was putting the show together, I forgot. I have this list of all the things that go for the show, the one sheet, the guest lineup that I give Alex so he knows what's going on in the show, the prize sheet, the opening, the Facebook questions, travel information, all this stuff I put together for each show. And on my list, I forgot to put CoachellaValley.com pick of the week. And Craig forgot also, because usually he's sending me a bunch of stuff. But I did find one. I just went to the website, CoachellaValley.com. That's where you're going to find all this information. So my pick is actually happening today, and I just was gravitated. The name kind of just drew me in, which was Botanical Art Workshop. And that is happening today at Desert Art Center in Palm Springs on North Palm Canyon Drive. It's the Desert Art Center. It is a gallery, and it's a botanical art workshop. It goes on until 4 o'clock today. You might want to head on over there, stop by, and see what's going on, and just have some fun with it. So that is my pick of the week from CoachellaValley.com. So, Craig's not here, obviously. Alex, what did you pick?
So this one actually really, really caught my eye. So for those of you that don't know, it is the 80th anniversary of Wizard of Oz.
It is?
Yeah, so at the Mary Pickford today and Wednesday, they have showings today at 2 and 7, and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock as well. And it will have commentary, exclusive insight from Turner Classic Movies.
How fun. That is a great pick. And you found that on CoachellaValley.com. So interesting. Actually, there's Traveling with Francoise radio show on CoachellaValley.com also. I should give Craig that pick.
Yeah. There we go. That's what Craig picked. I heard that's a good one, too.
That's a good one. That's what Craig is picking. He's probably texting me right at this very moment going, Francoise, wait a minute, I'm going to give you something else. So for all the information going on in the Coachella Valley, you want a heads up. This site is extensive. Go to the website, CoachellaValley.com, and it is Wizard of Oz Week. That is very interesting. That's cool. I like that.
I may even go do that.
I know, huh? Okay. Well, there you go. All right. A lot of other things happening today at the Palm Desert Community Center. Bonnie Gilgallon will be there for some free entertainment. It happens at 2 p.m. today. And also on January 31st at the Community Center, they have Kelly McFall from William and Frieda, where they have their chef's demonstration, their chef's table. So that's some free events happening in the Coachella Valley. A lot of free events, actually. On Tuesday, January 29th, the public is invited to a free ceremony celebrating the arrival of new sculptures on the median of Palm Desert's world-famous shopping street there, El Paseo. I really like what they do with their art there on El Paseo and in Palm Desert. They have some great sculptures. One of my favorites right now is the Facebook like. There's a sculpture, an artist who did one like it. He put little children around it. You have to look at it, all these different colors. But I see people all the time getting their picture taken next to this thumb.
I need to hang around El Paseo a little bit more.
Yeah, just cruise it. Just cruise from one end to the other. There's this one really big nose. It's kind of funny, actually, with these glasses above there. And I thought, you know what? What? You look at some of these, and you really wonder what inspired the artist to come up with this. Others, I have no idea what they are. I like the ones where I can kind of tell what it is. I do like that. But anyway, they're having a free get-together. Again, that is Tuesday, January 29th at 10:30 a.m. at the Gardens on El Paseo, where they will talk about the sculptures, and there will also be, the artists will be there. You'll be able to talk to them. They'll have a docent-led walking tours, feature the exhibits and of the city's public art collection. This is all free and open to the public, and I will have this on the website as well. Also coming up next weekend, February 2nd, Swing and Hops kicks up its heels on El Paseo. It's a fun-filled return for its fourth year, and this is where people are dressing in all the old, you know, swing dresses, the jive, where you do the jive and all sorts of fun stuff in the swing era. It is an outdoor street party with craft beer and arts begins at 1 p.m. on Saturday. El Paseo will be closed between San Pablo Avenue and Larkspur Lane for the free four-hour dance party.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun. My grandmother apparently knew how to swing.
Oh, really?
Well.
Yeah. I don't know how, but I guess a lot of people still do it. There's a contest costume at 3 p.m. There's a swing dance contest at 4 p.m. They have prizes, including restaurant gift certificate, hotel getaways, golf outings, and more. It's going to be quite a big event. So, again, this happens on February 2nd. Over on El Paseo, so you can't miss it. So that'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, so they're going to be blocking off the street there and going over there. And I will put that website information on my website. Also, we talked about the guided public art tours. They happen the first Saturday of every month. Actually, I think this happens on first Saturday of every month through May. So it is a one-hour docent-guided tour about the art in public places here in Palm Desert. And then the Rancho Mirage Public Library, they have so many things going on over there that are free constantly. The observatory, you know, the observatory is free. You can go. You don't have to pay to go to the observatory. They have two... Are you sneezing over there, Alex?
I had a really nice yawn.
Yeah, is that what it was? Am I boring you? No.
I've just had a long week.
You know what a yawn means? When you start yawning, it means that you're not getting enough oxygen. It has nothing to do with anybody being bored. That's kind of a misconception. It has to do with, for some reason, your body is lacking in oxygen. So the yawn makes you inhale. And, yeah, I heard that. I actually saw that on TV somewhere. It was very interesting. And I thought, good. So I'll use that for my excuse if I'm somewhere and I start yawning. No, but that is true. So take a couple deep breaths. So a lot of things, free things happening here in the Coachella Valley that you don't want to miss. Actually, from one end of the valley to the other. There are free movies out there, free concerts, free events. Of course, lots of stuff that, of course, you need to pay for. But definitely a lot of free happenings here in the Coachella Valley that you want to take advantage of. I try to post what I can, what we talk about on the show here, on my website, Traveling with Francoise. But again, always go to CoachellaValley.com. They have a lot of information. And go to the Desert Entertainer. They do a great job of telling you about all the entertainment going on here in the Coachella Valley as well. And we have so much entertainment in this valley. I think the casinos have really stepped up their entertainment level. It's used to be when artists performed at casinos, it was kind of, they were irrelevant anymore. People weren't that interested. But not anymore. Now the casinos are really trying to pick artists that work in that area. If you notice, all the casinos from Morongo, Agua to Fantasy and Spotlight, they all have a different type of feel for their artist. They really, and then of course there's the boxing and all sorts of things going on in the valley. It's amazing what we have down here. I think it's easy to not even notice it all, but just sit back, grab the paper once in a while and look around. Like I say, grab the Desert Entertainment or CoachellaValley.com or Traveling with Francoise, and you'll see a lot of things that are happening here in the Coachella Valley. All right. We do have, I think what we'll do right now, we have just a, do we have time to give something away?
We have about 45 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because I was going to give some tram passes away, but you know what? We're going to wait. We're not going to do that yet.
We'll keep them in suspense.
Yeah, we'll keep. And then we have the passes, a 4-pack for the Riverside County Date Festival, which will be here before we know it as well.
Yep.
In fact, February will be here before we know it, as in this week. coming up, joining us on the show is Jan Lupia. She is the founder of Mama's House. We're going to talk about their 6th annual Heartbeat of Love Luncheon on Saturday, February 9th at the Renaissance Indian Wells Resort and Spa. Like I say, if you don't know about Mama's House, you definitely want to find out who they are, what they do, and see if it's something, organization that you would like to give to, and see how you can give to Mama's House. I hear they've been doing some incredible things here in the Coachella Valley. So we will come back with Jan. So stick around for more Traveling with Francoise. I don't know, it's kind of like a confusing Sunday today. We'll straighten ourselves out here. Okay, we'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us today on this beautiful last Sunday in January. Whew, believe it or not, yes, February is just right around the corner. Now, back with us once again is Jan Lupia, and she was here, I'm going to say probably 6 months. Maybe it's been even longer. I know last season we had Jan on the show, and a lot of you afterwards made comments to me saying, Francoise, I really enjoyed that interview because I had not heard of Mama's House. And others of you said, I had something from both sides saying, I have heard of Mama's House. I know what they do. I'm so glad to hear you talking about them and spreading the word. So it was a win-win all the way around, which I really appreciated that and appreciated those comments. So Jan, welcome back to the show.
And thank you so much for having me, Francoise.
Well, it is so great to have you here. And let's start out with Mama's House. What do you do there?
We are providing a safe and nurturing environment for women who find themselves in a crisis pregnancy, meaning they are vulnerable, they have nowhere to go, no means of support, and they've made the decision to carry their baby to term. So when we find out that they're in such a bad situation and they want to turn their lives around, that's critical, we're going to bring them in, and whether they're going to go through with an adoption or whether they want to learn to parent, we're going to keep them with us. It's a very, very extensive program of over 100 hours of curriculum and parenting and job skills and life skills and therapy, more than once a week, usually 3 times a week. Lots of stuff going on depending on what they've done. If they haven't gotten their GED or high school diploma, they commit to that before they can ever come, because I can't help them get on the road to success on their own without having a foundation. So we bring them in, and I very boldly say this. There is no other home doing what we're doing for women in crisis pregnancies, not just in Southern California, period. And if anyone in your listening audience wants to know how I can boldly say that, I would love to spend time with them and show them more about our program and tell them what we're doing. And I think they too will be amazed. We are amazed. We are a faith-based home, so I give God glory for what He does in and through us. But we are seeing lives changed that not only causes a ripple effect that goes through their own families, their friends, but it and across the community, their work when they get into school and work, but it also goes down through generations, because maybe they've never even been in a functioning home. Mm-hmm. Now they've learned what a functional home looks like, because we're doing life together in a beautiful home.
That is quite a story right there in itself. And you founded this how many years ago?
We're in our 7th year.
Our 7th year.
Beginning,
okay.
But the doors to Mama's House have actually been opened. It was 5 years last July, so about 5.5 years.
And can I ask you, what road put you on this path to do this? Without getting too personal, just was it a personal experience or people that you know?
a personal experience, and I love to tell that story. And again, call me. I encourage anyone to call me, mm-hmm. even on my personal phone. That's you can give out at the end of the show. But also, I saw a need. I saw a need that there are these women. And again, personally, I myself had been in situations where I made a wrong decision with an unplanned pregnancy. Mm-hmm. So I'm providing that other choice, that other option.
All right. It's fascinating. Such a story. And that you are have turned it into such an amazing organization here where you can help so many others. And folks, the website is themamashouse.org, which is already on the homepage of Traveling with Francoise. It's right up there at the top there, so you can click on that and go directly to the site. Now, in order to do all of this, it takes funding, it takes grants, it takes people that want to help. Whether you know Jan or not, you just have heard of someone in this situation. There's so many ways to help. But first, let's talk about your 6th annual Heartbeat of Love Luncheon that happens on February 9th. Tell us about that.
Yes, some people will say, mostly my husband, that we have all of our eggs in one basket because we do rely heavily on this big luncheon. And this year we have Trey Gowdy coming as our speaker. If you haven't heard of him, then call me also because
well,
it's
no,
going to
tell
be...
us who Trey Gowdy is.
Well, Trey Gowdy is a recent congressman, is now out of office. He's a well-known federal prosecutor, has quite a resume of prosecutions with drug dealers, human traffickers. It goes on and on. He's done a lot of things for youth. And obviously when he was in Congress, he was on a lot of high-powered committees. And he just has a wonderful story to tell about being courageous. You know, I think of my women at Mama's House. Mm-hmm. They're courageous in the face of what are insurmountable odds. Mm-hmm. And they are doing the right thing. So his message is going to be all about standing in truth, doing the right thing when it's hard. And he's just going to be really encouraging about our country and bringing us all together. Let's put aside our differences mm-hmm. and love each other, basically.
That's nice. That's what we all need to do. Is it that hard? Really, is it that hard to do? Anyway, all right, your event is February 9th. It's on a Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. It is at the Renaissance Indian Wells Resort and Spa. Now, you can help support Mama's House this way by going to this event, which is, again, this is your big fundraiser for the city. Now, you have something special going on with a raffle. Tell us about that.
That got your attention,
well,
didn't it?
Well, I think it's going to get a lot of people's attention.
Well, first of all, let me just stay on the luncheon one more minute because I do need you to call because we are selling lots of tickets right now. And we even have some sponsorships available that would include a VIP reception the night before. But again, you can call 844-232-8622 extension 700 for lots of information on that.
And we'll have that on the website. But I also want to say here that you have priced your luncheon. It's so affordable. Thank you. Thank you for doing that because some of the luncheons get just priced out of the atmosphere here and people that really want to help can't afford and they really want to go and it's just a little out of their price range. And this is $100 per person.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you.
No, I commend you on that because and luncheons, folks, they're not only just to donate. They're a way of getting to know the cause. And this is a great way for you to go listen to Trey Gowdy, get inspired, but also find out who Mama's House is. And that's really what it's all about. It's very, very important. So I'm sorry I interrupted okay.
No, yeah. I just want to say that, we rely on individuals, private foundations, no government money, and we have been blessed and we believe we'll continue to be blessed for the good work that we're doing. So when you think about the luncheon, not only is Trey Gowdy going to be awesome, mm-hmm. but also we have a renowned silent auction before, so you can arrive as early mm-hmm. as 10 a.m. because there's so much fun going on out in the lobby. And in addition, Francoise mentioned that Denise Roberge gave us a $20,000 gift certificate. And we're already selling tickets for that. That's mm-hmm. a separate number that they can call. But if they call the wrong number, we'll get them hooked up with the right person. And that's an opportunity to raise a lot of money also. That's $100 a ticket for a chance to win $20,000. And if you've never been to her design studio at the corner of El Paseo and Portola, you're missing out, right?
It's incredible.
22-carat jewelry that will just rock your socks off.
Now, will people be able to buy tickets for that at the luncheon?
Probably.
I hope so. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely, Jan.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yeah,
all right.
We'll figure
good.
That all out. Right. We will figure
Definitely.
That out.
Okay. So at the luncheon, too, you're also going to have music by Dr. Lisa Lindley. She's going to be singing.
You know her, right?
Yes, I
mean,
do
she's
know her.
Well known in the Valley, sings mm-hmm. with the symphony, has the voice of an angel, and she has blessed us at every one of our luncheons. So sometimes I think people come to hear her also.
That's okay. We just want them to come, right?
Right.
And with us, folks, is Jan Lupia. She's the founder of Mama's House. Now, how can people help? Let's say they can't make the luncheon. Certainly you take donations. And do you ever need volunteers?
Oh, my word. We have a volunteer organization called We're Blessed with a Guild. Mm-hmm. And we even have men, too. But it's called Mama Mia's.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And listen, we are doing so much. So if you have women that are trying to get their high school education, just as an example, they've been off track for a while. So we have people that are retired teachers that are tutoring in math and creative writing, because we have these girls writing all kinds of stories. English, government, everything you can think of that they need. So we need you to tutor. We have other people that only want to babysit and hold the babies.
Okay.
We need you too, because in order for them to do all the classes and curriculum that we have them doing, we need someone to take care of those babies. So and then we need office help. So what is your passion? If you have a passion and you want to give, we will make use of you. And by the way, our Mama Mia's Mama Mia's meet one Friday a month for their coffee club, and it is fabulous fun, and you get to hear another volunteer tell what she mm-hmm. does, and they get excited, and they do things for us. They do fundraisers all on their own now. It's amazing.
So now you have no excuse, folks, not to help Mama's House. There's so many different ways that you can do it. Of course, the luncheon is happening on Saturday, February 9th from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Renaissance Indian Wells Resort and Spa in Indian Wells, and that is $100 per person. You can donate. You go to the website, themamashouse.org. You can donate that way. You can volunteer. I will have the phone number on my website as well, travelingwithfrancoise.com. So in case you just want to call Jan direct, you can do that. Find out more. And Jan, one last question. If someone knows someone that could use the help of Mama's House, and perhaps that person might be too embarrassed that they know, how do they go about letting you know about them?
Well, if someone calls our main number, 844-232-8622, the very first thing we say is, if you are pregnant or know someone who needs help, press zero.
Okay.
That's right then and there. So, and it is all confidential, and I take those calls. I and my director take those calls. So okay. We are on that. We will find help.
And don't be, and maybe I'm stepping outside the box here, I'm not sure, but I don't think people should be afraid to make that call when they know someone needs help that are too intimidated or too afraid to call you. Is that a good to call you anyway?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, this is what we're doing.
Okay.
And if we can't help them, because sometimes I don't have a waiting list right this minute, but mm-hmm. We'll be full
right.
This week, so mm-hmm. we'll begin a waiting list. Waiting lists don't work when women are in crisis pregnancy.
Right.
But I also am known to have a turnout, so you never know. So call me. But if something ever happens that I cannot get you into Mama's House, we're going to find a place for them to go. We're going to help them.
Great job. You're such a sweet person.
Thank you.
This is just, I mean,
you
really
are. Thank you for this time.
You just, I love what you do. It's such a great cause. Thank you. I think what I really want to say is just thank you for doing it.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, folks, again, the website is themamashouse.org. All the information will be on Traveling with Francoise. Jan Lupia, thanks for joining us. We'll have you back again, and we'll see you on February 9th. All right, folks, we're going to have to step aside. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Thanks to Alex there in the boardroom keeping us on the air. All right, it's time for the weekly priced events, which is brought to you by ARC Attire and Thousand Palms. For all your embroidery and silk screening needs, give them a call at 760-343-7333 or go to the website arcattire.org. And as I say every week, remember, when you use Arcattire, you are employing clients of Desert Arc. So it's a win-win all the way around. Now, we also have tickets now. I am going to let you choose. In fact, we don't even have tram. You can choose between passes for two to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, a four-pack of passes to the Riverside County Fair and Date Festival, or, and you don't get them all, you only get to pick one, or a night of comedy on February 24th at Sun City in their big ballroom over there with the hilarious Sarge. And that's an $80 value. The Date Festival passes, that's like a $44 value. And then the tram is close to $50 value. So you get to pick one. Give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. And yeah, there you go. You cannot have one in the last 30 days. And Alex has a list in front of him. So, okay. So, yeah, the phone rings and it hangs up. And I don't know. Call 760-440-8255. So, okay. So you get to pick one of those. And we know in the second hour, because we get a lot of people that are out of church at that point, and definitely will take advantage of one of these prizes. All right, polo today happening at the Polo Grounds. There's a match at noon, and there's a match at 2 p.m. So head on over to the Empire Polo Club, and you go to their website, empirepolo.com. Remember that they have parking is the only thing that's going to cost you to get in. It's $20 to park, and that is for a whole carload of people. General admission is free. Bring your food, bring your drinks, bring all your stuff, and have a fun afternoon of playing polo. So, well, you won't be playing, but you'll be watching those folks out there play polo. Yeah. All right. let's see. It's one of those days. All right. So something else to do this week. Mommy Dearest Interactive, a screening of the 1981 Joan Crawford biopic. Guests are invited to dress up as a movie character, participate in the dialogue. Cocktails at 6. This happens on Wednesday at the Palm Springs Cultural Center. The theater doors open at 7:30 p.m., and that is over there that was formerly known as the Camelot Theater, in case you're going, where is that? So, Mommy Dearest, if you haven't seen it, now this week might be the time to see it and dress up and interact with that whole deal going on over there. Yes. Palm Springs, at $15.43 advance at the door. 43 cents is a little bit of an odd number, and $19.50 at the door. So advance tickets, $15.43, $19.50 at the door. And again, that is at the Palm Springs Cultural Center in Palm Springs, Mommy Dearest with Joan Crawford. Also happening next weekend, the Rancho Mirage Wine and Food Festival. That is on Saturday, February 2nd at the Rancho Mirage Community Park Amphitheater. So that website is RanchoMirageWineAndFood.com, and everybody loves to eat. Alex, do we have a winner?
We do. Ralph Sullivan from Palm Springs is on.
Okay, so Ralph. Hi, Ralph.
Hey, Francois. How are you doing today?
I am fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm so excited to go to the Date Festival. Thank you.
Oh, I was just going to say, so what did you pick? You picked the Date Festival. I love going. Now, when was the last time you went?
Last year I went, and you know, I have to tell you a funny story. I'm a man of a certain age, and I've never ridden a zipper. And last year, my nephews got me on the zipper.
Yes, we are laughing. And what did you enjoy it?
I loved it.
Oh, you loved it?
I thought I was going to pee my pants, but it was the most fun. And I was like, okay, what's next? And they got me on every ride that turned you upside down and flipped you around, and I felt like I was 14 again. It was great.
Oh my gosh, bro. You know what? I give you a lot of credit for this, because I have a little problem with motion sickness. I don't talk about it too much, because I've had it my entire life, and some things bother me, other things don't. When I was in the Blue Angels jet, they want to do all these crazy spins and turns, because they'll do whatever you want. But I told them, yeah, I'd rather enjoy the experience and not be sick than do stuff where I am just feeling really sick the rest of the whole time. So I'm really, you know, I look at those rides over at the fair and stuff, and I want to get on some of them. And I think I talk myself out of it, because I'm just worried about not feeling well. So I give you a ton of credit on doing that. I really do.
Well, thank you. You know what? They're not the same rides that they had when we were kids. I mean, these new rides, they turn you upside down and flip you around like you couldn't believe. So
all right.
It was, you know, I have to give a lot of credit to my nephews, because I would have never done it without them.
Okay. So next time you have to take a picture of you on a ride and email it to me so I can post it on the Facebook page, okay, after this fair.
That's a deal.
Is that a deal? Okay. Well, congratulations, you know, Ralph. Enjoy those tickets. Are you going to take friends? Are you going to go twice or four times? How are you going to do it?
You know, I got to take my nephews again, right?
There you go. Exactly. I hear you, because they'll get you to do all those rides again and have some fair food as well. All right. Thanks, Ralph. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks so much, Francois. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. All right, there you go. Yeah. Boy, now I can't wait to go to the fair after talking to Ralph. I'm ready to go now. All right, we have a lot of other things going on in the Coachella Valley Palm Canyon Theater. They have going on right now Guys and Dolls. So check it out. Go to their website, palmcanyontheater.org, and I'll start giving away some tickets again to the Palm Canyon Theater. They've been doing so well. And, of course, the Riverside County Fair and Date Festival, that happens February 15th through 24th. They have, of course, all their entertainment is free. They have so much free when you go to the fair. I think the only thing that's, you know, really not free is the food and the rides.
Yeah.
So, and the rides aren't even that expensive. So, and some of those little fair games, but everything else. And when you talk about the demolition derby, they have demonstrations on cooking. They have the big gem and mineral, those big auditoriums, the musical pageant, the monster trucks, the entertainment, Salt and Pepper, Kool and the Gang, at the concert pavilion, Randy Houser. Who is Randy Houser? Is he a country western singer?
I don't know.
I think so. We're going to have to look this up because he looks familiar. I'm kind of thinking he is country western. So the fair. Don't want to miss out on the fair. Other things happening in the Coachella Valley, Evening of Comedy with the Hilarious Sarge on February 24th. Tickets are now available for the BNP Paribas Open. I'm trying to get some tickets to give away. We'll see how that works out. That is March 4th through 17th. So check, go to their website, which is, I'm sure, bnp.com. It's right here on this. Oh, here it is. bnpparibasopen.com. There you go. Yes. Did you find out who Randy is, by any chance?
American country singer.
Oh, he is country. Oh, okay. All right. He looked very familiar. So they have some good entertainment, and it's all free with your ticket. All right. Garden Jam is coming up in April. Whew, we're already talking April 5th and 6th with, of course, our music man of the Coachella Valley, Fitz, Jimmy Fitz. So go to that website, gardenjammusicfestival.com. They have some great entertainment there as well. Hits Horse Show, Desert Circuit Horse Show is going on right now until March. Southwest Arts Festival is today. I think it ends today. The Food and Festival, I don't know, just so much. How's that, Alex? We're going to wrap up this portion of the show.
Overwhelming.
Yeah,
so much.
We're going to go to local and international news, or national news, local and national. We'll be right back, and we'll shift into travel mode. We have some more prizes to give away in that hour of the show as well. So stick around for more Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back.